Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Why I've waited, know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I want to give the world to you. Make me understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming and schemes I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She made me for someone exactly like you. For someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I want the world to you. You make me understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming and the schemes I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly my baby like you.
And that was Nat King Cole starting off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. From 1949 with his trio and the tune Exactly Like You, one of the many songs he recorded for the Capitol label, and that was written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And they'll be the theme for this morning's show. We're going to be listening to the work of these two songwriters, composer Jimmy McHugh and lyricist Dorothy Fields. Well, these two songwriters produced an awful lot of music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. They produced some of it together as a highly successful songwriting team, and they also each worked with other songwriters of the period. Well, much of what they wrote ended up on the stage or on the screen in various reviews and shows and films, and there are some very familiar songs in their repertoire. We're going to hear a few of them today, and we'll also hear one or two, perhaps not quite so well known to modern audiences, and they're going to be brought to us by a host of singers and orchestras. And they're very nice songs, and they've certainly stood the test of time. Well, we're going to start out with a selection of work from the two composers working together. And we will hear, first of all, from Billie Holiday in 1944. a recording she made for the Commodore label with Eddie Haywood. And the song, I think you've heard this one before. It's called On the Sunny Side of the Street. And then we'll go to the 1950s to another Fields McHugh tune written for the film Every Night at Eight, which hit the screens in 1935. And Doris will be bringing us I'm in the Mood for Love. And then we'll go to 1935 to an extremely popular swing band that was around at the time, led by Benny Goodman. And he's joined by a young vocalist who went on to greater glory, and that's Buddy Clark. I'm not sure if Buddy recorded very many songs with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. In fact, this is the only one that I've been able to find. But it's a delightful combination, as is the song. Lovely melody and Dorothy's wonderfully witty lyrics. And the song is called I'm Living in a Great Big Way. So three songs from Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. We'll start with Billie Holiday, On the Sunny Side of the Street.
On the sunny side of heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder that I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? This little dream might fade. We've put our hearts together.
It like a house. Well, I'm doing okay. I'm living in a great big way. I'm the salt in the ocean. I'm the sun in the sky. I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt. I'm $1 million long as I got a snap in my finger. Got a rhythm in my walk. Got the devil to pay. Living in a great big way.
Benny Goodman with Buddy Clark and I'm Living in a Great Big Way from 1935. Before that, I'm in the Mood for Love with Doris Day. And we also heard from Billie Holiday and On the Sunny Side of the Street from 1944. All songs written by the songwriting team of Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And it's their songs that we're listening to this morning, both ones they wrote together and ones that they wrote with other songwriters. Well, we're going to focus on Jimmy McHugh in our next songs. He was born in Boston in 1894. He had his first hit in 1916 with Carolina, I'm coming back to you. But he had to wait till 1924 for his next one, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. Well, shortly after this, in 1928, Jimmy McHugh formed a songwriting partnership with Dorothy Fields, who was starting out as a lyricist writing for Broadway reviews. The following year, they started working on songwriting for films, and they actually wrote for Warner Brothers from 1929 through to 1934, as well as continuing to write for Broadway, and that was a partnership that was going to last till 1935. Well, working both with and without Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh wrote for films throughout the 1930s and 1940s. He also worked with a number of other songwriters, and perhaps the most significant of these partnerships was his association with lyricist Harold Adamson, and he started working with him in 1936. But he also worked with a number of other lyricists, such as Johnny Mercer, Ted Kohler, Al Dubin, and Frank Lesser. Well, we're going to hear some of his work with his other lyricists this morning. We're going to start with his second hit, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. And this is just in an instrumental version, so we won't hear the lyrics on this one, which are actually written by Gene Austin. But it'll be brought to us there. Jimmy McHugh's great melody is brought to us by Ray Baduc and his Bobcats from 1945. Then we'll go back 10 years to Alice Faye, who was the chorus girl turned musical star, working for Fox Musicals. And in the 1930s, in 1935, she recorded the song I've Got My Fingers Crossed, which was written by Jimmy McHugh and Ted Kohler and featured in the movie King of Burlesque, where it was actually sung by Fats Waller, but we will hear the version sung by Alice Faye. And then we'll go forward to 1947, to the lovely tones of Peggy Lee, and we'll hear some of Jimmy McHugh's work with Harold Adamson. And the song is called I Got Lucky in the Rain. And we'll go back again to 1940 to a very popular orchestra, the one led by Glenn Miller. They are going to bring us a number written by Jimmy McHugh and Johnny Mercer, who provided the lyrics. And it's Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and they will bring us I'd Know You Anywhere. Four songs featuring the melodies of Jimmy McHugh. And we'll start with Ray Baduc and his Bobcats, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. Thank you.
fingers crossed. Not that I'm superstitious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious, I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Don't want no trouble with old man trouble, and that goes double on account of because I'm in love, yeah. I've got my fingers crossed. This thrill is so delicious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true. Haven't you heard what happened? Give you my word, it happened like a thunderbolt. It came from out of nowhere. I only know it's heaven. How did I throw that seven? There's only one thing wrong. Maybe it won't last long.
Explain. walked in. I would tingle with a single glance in your eyes, watching the starlight dance in your eyes. You saw my vacant stare, you understood. I'd love you anywhere, honest I would. I was certain this would happen, strange as it seems. I'd know you anywhere from my.
We just heard a selection of tunes written by Jimmy McHugh, this time with other lyricists. We started out with When My Sugar Walks Down the Street from 1945 with Ray Baduc. Alice Faye brought us I've Got My Fingers Crossed from 1935, and the lyrics there were provided by Ted Kohler. In 1948, Peggy Lee brought us I Got Lucky in the Rain. And the Jimmy McHugh melody was accompanied by lyrics written by Harold Adamson. And we just heard Jimmy McHugh and Johnny Mercer in the song I'd Know You Anywhere, brought to us in a recording by Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Ray Eberly from 1940. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're on the dial at CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're celebrating the work of two very fine songwriters, and that's composer Jimmy McHugh and lyricist Dorothy Fields. Well, now we're going to turn to our other songwriter this morning, and that's Dorothy Fields. She was that rarity in early popular music, and that was a female songwriter. There weren't very many of them around in the early days. She was, in fact, the first woman elected to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Well, as I mentioned, her career of hit songs and movie scores, as well as Broadway scores, began in the late 1920s, and it lasted well into the 1970s. Well, Dorothy Fields was born in 1905 in Allenhurst, New Jersey, in a family that was, well, no stranger to show business. Her father was Lou Fields, of the famous vaudevillian team Weber and Fields. One of her brothers was a librettist working with Sigmund Romberg, and another brother worked with Rodgers and Hart. Well, as I mentioned, Dorothy Fields formed a songwriting team with composer Jimmy McHugh in the late 20s, and that went through to the mid-1930s. Well, during the 30s, Dorothy Fields also worked on film music, and in 1935 alone, she wrote for 7 different movies, and 4 of those had music co-written with Jimmy McHugh. She also wrote a number of Broadway shows with her brother, Herbert. Well, among her most popular songs, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, On the Sunny Side of the Street, I'm in the Mood for Love, and also The Way You Look Tonight, which received an Oscar in 1936. She worked with a number of very notable composers such as Jerome Kern, Arthur Schwartz, and Sigmund Romberg. We'll hear 3 songs with lyrics by Dorothy Fields, and we'll start from 1963 with Ella Fitzgerald. The music was written by Jerome Kern, and Jimmy McHugh participated, and Dorothy Fields provided the lyrics to You Couldn't Be Cuter. That was featured in the film Joy of Living, where it was sung by Irene Dunne. And then we'll hear from Artie Shaw and Helen Forrest from 1939. The song will be This Is It. It was featured in the Broadway musical Stars in Your Eyes in 1939. Dorothy wrote the lyrics and Arthur Schwartz wrote the melody. And then we'll go to 1945 to the lovely song Close as Pages in a Book, written for the Broadway musical Up in Central Park. Sigmund Romberg wrote the music and Dorothy wrote the words. and it's brought to us by none other than Bing Crosby. Three songs demonstrating the lyrics of Dorothy Fields, and we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald, You Couldn't Be Cuter.
A disgraceful charm for me. You couldn't be keener. You look so fresh from the cleaner. You are the little grand slam I'll bring to my family. My ma will show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears. And you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what'll they tell me? Exactly what'll they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are. Of me that'll bore you to tears, and you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what'll they tell me? Exactly what'll they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby.
Thank you.
to such a height to know this is so very real and right. And I thought love passed me by, but I must admit, oh, this is
is bound, we're bound to last. Your life is my life, and while life beats away in my heart, we'll be close as pages in a book, never to part.
Crosby with Close as Pages in a Book from 1945, written by Dorothy Fields and Sigmund Romberg. Before that, This Is It with Artie Shaw and Helen Forrest. Again, lyrics by Dorothy Fields and music by Arthur Schwartz. And we started out with the Jerome Kern melody, You Couldn't Be Cuter, with lyrics by Dorothy Fields and brought to us as part of her Jerome Kern songbook by Ella Fitzgerald from 1963.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've been listening to the work of two songwriters, composer Jimmy McHugh and lyricist Dorothy Fields. Well, they wrote much music in their day, especially from the 1920s through to the 1950s, and they produced some of it as a songwriting team, and they also each worked extensively with other songwriters of the period. Jimmy McHugh wrote some wonderful melodies, and we listened to them frequently on I've Heard That Song Before, and Dorothy Fields was noted particularly for those delightful and witty lyrics. Fans enjoyed their music for many, many years, and they still do. And they left us just a wealth of marvelous songs, went on to become some of the great jazz and popular standards of their day, and they're still being performed today, of course. Well, we have several more songs to come for you this morning, and four more songs to come, and three of them are written by our team, and another one is written by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern. We'll go now to 1935, and again, Benny Goodman from the RCA Victor years. And he is joined by Helen Ward, and this is a Jimmy McHugh Dorothy Fields number called Hooray for Love. And from 1936, we'll then hear Dorothy Fields in partnership with Jerome Kern again in one of their most successful songs. It's called The Way You Look Tonight, and it was written for the musical Swing Time. It actually won the Best Song Academy Award for that year, and it was performed in the film by Fred Astaire, and that's who will bring it to us this morning. And after Fred, we will hear from another lovely voice. Vic Damone is going to bring us another Jimmy McHugh Dorothy Fields number called Don't Blame Me. Vic recorded it in 1951, and it was written and performed in the revue Clowns in Clover. So three more songs by our songwriters, and we'll hear now from Benny Goodman and Helen Ward, Hooray for Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields.
Makes me feel that way, hooray! awfully low. When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look the way you look tonight. Just the way you look
tonight. Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me, can't you see? When you do the things you do, if I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me, I can't help it. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me, I can't help it. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me, oh, don't blame me.
Well, we are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today, and please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And we have time for one more song, and we're going to go to 1932. The great Duke Ellington, who was hitting his prime. And he's going to join by the great blues and jazz vocalist Ethel Walters with another song written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And this is a pretty well-known one. I Can't Give You Anything But Love. From 1932, here's Duke Ellington and Ethel Walters.
But it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too, and I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things we've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, babe. You're sure to find but little number of happiness. And I guess all those things that you know I'm fighting for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, well, baby, but you know. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth does on sell, baby, but till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, when I can't give you anything but love.